בוקר טוב, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. Today is יום רביעי שבת קודש פרשת פינחס, תזיין בתמוז. Tomorrow בעזרת השם, hopefully יהפוך אותו הקדוש ברוך הוא לששון ושמחה, but otherwise it's going to be a fast day. Don't forget today, the חוכמת הרפואה teaches us, and the פוסקים say you have to listen to חוכמת הרפואה, that before a fast day, you have to drink a lot. And by the way, tomorrow is a longer fast than Tisha B'Av, not hour-wise, but length of the day-wise. Shiva Asar B'Tamuz is a longer day than Tisha B'Av. After Shiva Asar B'Tamuz, the days steadily get shorter. Avad, mekol makom, it's the longest day fast of the year. Tzach lishtot harbe, you have to drink. Hamuvad used to say, it was very funny, he used to say, ולא כאלו, not like the people right before the fast, ממש a few minutes before the fast, or right before they go to sleep, they drink, it's like, זה לא שווה כלום, זה כבולעו כך פולטו. Anyway, אבל, if the drink during the day, שיהיה לנו כוח בזאת השם, and anybody חלילה, especially now during the, you know, during COVID, people who are sick, or people who have symptoms וזה, לא יצאו. You should not fast. יגידו להם, just tell them, לפי ההלכה, a person who even has symptoms of COVID, is considered a חולה, אפילו חולה שאין בו סכנה. מרן מפורש, בסימן, תף קוף נונדה, לצעיף ה, מרן צז, אפילו לגבי תשעה באב, כל שכן לגבי 17 בתמוז, חולה שאין בו סכנה, is פטור.
Shouldn't attempt to fast either?
No. If he's sick, חולה שאין בו סכנה, shouldn't attempt. המשנה ברורה says, בסימן תף קוף נון, אסור להחמיר על עצמו. סימן תף קוף נון, צעיף קטן דלת, המשנה ברורה says, אסור להחמיר על עצמו. So, person has to be very careful. טוב. אבל, לענייננו, where's everybody? בסדר. טוב, we have a new sugya today. This is לגבי the tur shulchan aruch seif hey. So let's see the sugyot, and bezat Hashem we'll see what we come up with. Amarav brona, amarav oved kochavim sheetzit etaur ba'agam. We already saw this gemara in the context of the Rambam, and now we're seeing the gemara meforash. If a goy lights a fire to kind of weed out the swamp, kol hachagavim sheba'agam asurim. All of the chagavim over there are asur. Says Gemara Chidame, what are we talking about? Ilem adelayeda ketaor ve'tameh. If, let's say, you can't tell the difference between the tahon and the tameh ones, ma'ir ya'oved kochavim afim yisrael namik. Who cares that a goy weeded it out? Even if a Jew did it, if he doesn't know the simanim, safek deoraita lachumra, you can't eat anything. Ela mishum shura ovde kochavim. Must be the reason why the Gemara is focusing on a goy is because of Bishur Akum. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, why? Says, Ki agav nami asir. You tell me it's asur mishum Bishur Akum. Is such a thing asur mishum Bishur Akum? Ve'amar Yochanan bar Ameh, Amar Pedat, Amar Yochanan, Hay Oved Kochavim Lechalich Resha, Shareh Lemechal Mine Afilu Meresh Oneh. Alma la'avore se'ar kamechaven hachiname legaluya agama kamechaven. We see a case where a goy took a head of an animal and he wanted to scorch it to kind of burn off the hairs, and as a result what happens, you know, the ears, which is very soft, the ears are made out of cartilage, you know that, so it's very easy to cook. So over there it got cooked a little bit. Says the Gemara, mutar le'echol etze. Why? Because his kavana was to scorch the head to get off the hair. Even though cooking of the ears happened as a result, it's mutar mishum bishul akum, because there was a lack of kavanat bishul. So to over here, you think the goy is is this a camp out that he's having kavanat to make grasshopper s'mores? Ma kavana shelo. His kavana is to do what? To weed out the swamp. Machpat lo from the grasshoppers. Ela, the problem is not bishul akum. Ela says the Gemara, ma ba'aya? Yeah, ela. Le'onam dela yada hetaor ve'etame. Really, the problem is that you can't tell the difference between, or you can't tell the simanim between the kosher grasshoppers and the non-kosher ones. Aye, back to the original question that in ken why goy? U'ma'aseh shaya ve'ovet kochavim haya. The case over there was with the goy, but be'emet the same isur would have applied if a Jew, what's his name, burnt the agam. Now the Gemara says, Gufa, Rabotai, very important. What's the matter?
It's not about
Bishul Akum. It's not because Bishul Akum, because there's no Kavanat Bishul. Rabotai, when you see... Lo Shomea.
Why is this Gemara and this...
Because there was a Hava Amina that's Mishum Bishul Akum. Right? Why? Not why it's in this Masechet, but why it's in the Sugiyah. first of all, it wouldn't be the first time in Shas that the Gemara brings down like random things all over the place. That happens like every daf in Shas. Anyway, b'kitzur, aval, mikol makom. How many dafim in Shas? 27-11. Remember, aval mikol makom. Listen to this. Now, when the Gemara uses the word gufa, gufa is always a reference to a ma'amar of Amoraim that we've spoken about in passing, and now the Gemara is going to analyze more in depth. There is another phrase that the Gemara uses the same way when it doesn't have to do with ma'amarim of Amoraim, when it has to do with ma'amarim of Tanaim from a Baraita. What's that? Amar mor bidyuk, otto davar. Gufa is for Amoraim, amar mor Tanaim from a Baraita. Remember that.
Amar mor?
Amar. Amar. No, it's an Omar. It's Now, says Mar is the bar mar, the whole mar. Right? Mar vilana. No, that's bitter. In mor is like you say in Hebrew, mori virabi, master. In Aramaic it's the same thing with the kamatz rachav and without the vav. Mor.
More yeah. Yeah.
No, but over there it's Beselim Namata.
It's more.
Is it
Mar mean
Mr.? Huh?
Mar mean
Mr. That's in modern Hebrew. Modern Hebrew is Zeloze. Anyway, the Kitzur. Zeloze. Modern Hebrew is based on Lashon HaKodesh, but Lashon HaKodesh it's not. Zelo. The Rambam writes.
You can't learn Hebrew in the bathroom. Modern Hebrew.
Nahon? The Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim, the Rambam says, why is Lashon HaKodesh? It doesn't even have a name. It's called, the name of the language is Holy Tongue. It's not called, you know, English or Spanish. It's not even called Hebrew. In Lashon HaTorah, Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Rambam, why is Lashon HaKodesh called that? Because it doesn't contain any vulgar language. When the Torah speaks about things, always, Teme'ah, Tehorah, Enena Tehorah, there's no, any body part that is, you know, Ever, Makom HaTurfa, there's always some sort of, you know, euphemism for things that are not nice. That's what designates as Lashon HaKodesh, which means by definition, if a language has bad words in it, it cannot be Lashon HaKodesh. Understand? For the same reason that Yiddish can't be Lashon HaKodesh either, because there are some bad words in that language.
Can you learn Yiddish in the bathroom?
Chavra. Okay, b'kitzur. Says the Gemara Baita Gufa Amar. Now this is Rabba Bar Bachana is not really Shayach over here. Gufa Amar Rav Hanan Barami Amar Rabbi Pedat Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hai Oved Kochavim Lecharich Resha Shari Lemichan Mineh Afilu Meresh One. That we brought down before. Why does Gemara bring this? Because it springboards us to a different Chidush. Amar Ravina Hilkach Hai Oved Kochavim Deshada Sikta Laatuna. And Oved Kochavim that throws in a metal peg to dry inside the oven. They used to do that, apparently. V'kavar b'Yisrael kara me'ikara. And a Jew hides a piece of pumpkin in there before he turns on the fire. Shapir dame mutar. Says in Rapshita. Hello. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. That's the same case as burning the hair. What's the chidush over here? Says in Rapshita. Ma'u detema levashule mana kamechaven. I might have thought that he has kavana. So we see something very important from this salkadata chamina. I might have thought that he has kavana to cook the keli, to soften it. No, he has kavana to harden it. Which is going to send Tosfot and the Ran into a bunch of kushiyot. But what do you see from here? From the havamina the Gemara that he would have kavana to cook the keli. And kamashmalan, Rashi is going to say, en bishul bekeli. But what do you see from here? Very important halacha. If he has kavana for any sort of cooking whatsoever, what becomes the halacha?
Isur.
Even though he doesn't have kavanah for my specific thing, if he has kavanah for bishul kosho, isur. Kamash malan, over here he's not having kavanah to cook or to soften the metal. He has kavanah to do what? To harden the metal.
There's no raya the other way around, right? Saying that if he didn't have kavanah to do bishul, but he just knew that the food was in there.
Oh, that's already a ta nichnas l'rishonim. This is, I'm reading you the Gemara. In Yiddish it's called Gleich. Straight. Yesha. Yeah? Mat omer? No, Glat is smooth.
Gleich.
Gleich. Yesha. Yeah. Lo, lama ka? Lo, Gleich.
Gleich.
Kacha. Statement. Yeah? Mat omer? Lo shomer. softening, bishul is always softening. Anytime you cook, it softens. It doesn't harden. By metal, when you cook a metal, we're going to see in Tosfot, it has to soften in order to harden first. That's what it, in general, most things that you cook get soft. Understand? Even though it gets crispy later. Right? Like rice, it's supposed to be soft. Sometimes people overcook it and burn it, but rice, in essence, is supposed to be soft. Yeah? I'm the sofa. Wrong. Anyway, so he says like this. Says Rashi. Yeah. Okay, Roy, Tase Rashi. Every time you mess with Yiddish, you're going to have to read. That's the new rule. Anyway, Bekitzur, Tira Ma'ona. Yeah, says Rashi. Yeah, כל החגבים שבאגם זאת ראשי שנתרפו
והתפשטו מתנת האור וחגב אינו צריך
שחיטה. Yes, and Tosfot elaborates on where we know that חגבים לא נשחיטה. I should have told you to skip that Tosfot, אבל שיהיה, בסדר. Oh yeah, okay, yeah, right. It wasn't so hard, אבל הלאה. That's a hard Tosfot? That's a hard Tosfot?
לא,
חביב.
I know I was seeing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tosfot takes into consideration that he's talking to Shasidim. You know Shasidim? Every time Tosfot talks to you, he's talking to you like you talk to a Tosfot, which means Tosfot, who have the whole Shas in their brains. So, Chagavim doesn't need Shkita. Oh, that's Gemara Chulin. Over there, the talks about the Chagavim don't need Shkita. Which means that for people who don't know Shas on their fingertips, so sometimes Tosfot can prove challenging because he's bringing in Gemarot that sometimes we have no clue about. So that's sometimes the challenge.
They say it's Rav Nevinzal, his first 6 months in Panovich, he went through Shas, Gemara, Rashi.
Yeah.
Like, now I know
Shas,
I can remember the
first one. It's Rashi. Rashi, by the way, Rashi at least does us a favor. When Rashi has, when the Gemara brings in random Gemarot and there's other ideas, so Rashi explains, you know, bullet points of those Gemarot from Tosfot, talks to you from Gemarot, Shata lo yodea. It's a big thing. To, yalla tikra.
And Rashi be okay.
Yeah. In the Levian edition. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
The shada sichta. Kobaya, yeah, okay. It's in Liya Beshah Batanun. Okay. The kavar by Israel Kram Yikara.
Metal
peg?
Why is it wet? Why is it moist?
When you make metal, when you form it, it has to be, you know, all metals, when you take it out of the ground, they're kind of pliable. And then you have to put it into an oven and kind of solidify it. That's the way metals are. They didn't have stainless steel, then they have to take
it. Can you wooden peg?
No, here it's metal. No. Okay. You put a wooden peg into the oven, so.
Fire hardened
wood. What? Yeah. Here's metal. Okay. Matt would know. Interesting word that the Gemara uses for hiding. Kavar. No, kavar. He buried it. Okay, but a kavana that what? That he hid it in there so that the goy didn't know about it. What if the goy does know about it? Boom. That's an exploding can of worms that the Rishonim are going to talk about if the goy does know about it before he turns on the fire. That we're going to have to see. Aval mikol makom right now, Rosh Katan, the Gemara is talking about that he doesn't know about it. Yeah? Says Rashi. Okay. So what's the chidush of Ravina? That what he's having kavana to actually cook the peg. Mashmalan. Right. Okay, the sharure. Vekayam. Sharir vekayam. Chazak. Okay, tov. Now Tosfot is going to pick up where Rashi left off. Rashi said, En bishul bekelim. Says Tosfot, Baram Tosfot. Be'emet en bishul bekelim. This Gemara meforeshet, on Daftzadin, Shabbat, that what? Says the Tosfot, Kamash malan, Lesharure manaka mechavein. Ve'af al gav, anytime Tosfot, there are key words that you have to see when Tosfot starts off. Ve'im tomar, bevadai kushia. Tema, bevadai kushia. Ve'kashe, V'vaday kushiya. But then there are more subtle words that Tosfot can use to ask a question. Ve'af al gav, ve'ha. That means it's an implied question. It's an easier question to answer in Tosfot's mind. So now Tosfot starts off, ve'af al gav, even though, which means it's an indication that he's about to ask a kushiya. Damnei per klal gadol. Yeah? Hayman de shad sikhta la tuna chayav mishu mevashel. Manach says, if you throw a peg into an oven on Shabbat, that's yisur doraita shel bishul. Hey, I thought you just told me in this Gemara that there's no bishul by kenim. And for Tosfos, yeah. Hainu, le'inyan Shabbat. Daf al gav del shalu le'manaka mechaven, mikol makom u'mevashel k'tzat. וגם לאותו בישול גרוע הוא מתכוון. וגם בשבת החמירו להחשיבו. אבל לעניין בישולי עובדי כוכבים, לחשיב. ואינו, you have to switch that word, ואינו אסור עד שיתכוון לבישול גמור. זו כתאי סוויס. בישה, there is a small amount of בישול from when you put the peg into the oven. It has to soften a little bit, and then boom, it solidifies. That little softening is considered בישול גרוע. On Shabbat they were מחמיר to consider that בישול. For Bishul Akum, which is only the Rabbanan, we're Mekin. That is Tosfot's answer. The Ran's going to have similar idea, but a little bit of a spin-off from what Tosfot said. What are you saying, Ran?
Is there any Rishonim that
hold the Bishul Akum is the Oraita? No. The Gemara says Meforash. The Gemara says, Eila Midrabbanan, Machta Be'alma. No, there's no. That's why it's in parentheses. And that's why, who puts this in? Not always, but the Gilyon over here says Tzarich Lomar Asur. Tzarich Lomar means Mash Katuv Po Ta'ut.
Why did they erase it?
Huh? We don't erase in the Gemara.
But it's not right, it's wrong.
Nachon. But we don't erase.
Nachon.
Bidyuk. Femod. Who taught us that? The Bach. The Bach and the Maharshal, all of the poskim that have different nuskhaot in the Gemara, you don't erase. You don't erase because you start erasing. זה מסוכן מאוד. מסוכן מאוד. You start touching. You want to put parentheses, הגאות on the side. Look here, look there. צריך לומר ככה. צריך. זה בסדר. That's the way of the Torah. But to start erasing, we don't erase. Erase, reforms do that. That's they erase. Yeah, all the other. You know, any of the mitzvot in the Torah שלא מתאים להם, they erase, delete from their chumashim, and then they put in their things.
They put in parentheses. Huh? We're allowed to put parentheses.
No, aval mikol makom, and then one, then they put in their sifrei gehinam shelahem. Elokeinu kavatenu, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Sarah, Rivka, yeah, Chabibi ata dafuk. Anyway, bekitzur. Now they have all sorts of majnun. Why? Because they have these. That's where it starts. It starts from what? The first reform guy. He, huh? The maskil, yeah. How did they start?
Who's maskil?
The enlightenment. I don't want to get into that now. I don't have to say, huh?
Rav
Auerbach
said it starts with Klal Yisrael.
Wrong crowd. Anyway, avan mikol makom. Follow my lead. I'll teach you how to be a diplomat. Ya chabibi. Lat lat. So he says like this. Yeah. אבל מכל מקום, זה שאלה יפה. If it's wrong, it's wrong. נכון. But, hands off the Gemara. The Gemara is קודש קדשי. Gemara, ראשי, תוספות, ראשונים. That's why yesterday, I wanted to show you yesterday with the whole shiur. You remember the Knesset, 2 days ago. 2 days ago shiur with the Knesset Gdola. He had a whole girsa. It's really supposed to be ra'ah. And he had Rosh and he's defending. And everybody, you know, especially Josh. למה עושים ככה? Yeah, it's wrong. זהו שלום. תזרוק. It doesn't work like that. He had such a girsa. Let's first try to be miyashev. We're talking about poskim po. Im rishonim ki malachim, anu ki bnei adam. Im rishonim ki bnei adam, anu kachamorim. Lo kachamoro shel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Rabbi Chanina ben Nosa. Aval mikol makom, if that's the case, you have to try to be miyashev. You have to try to see ma efshar. How can you save the matzav? Therefore, that's why you don't cross anything.
Miyashev, the tosfot,
you can't. The Gemara says, Maskanat Gemara. Gemara says, אלא מדי רבנן, זהו, שלום. מסקנת הגמרא, דה רבנן, מה? נחלוק על הגמרא? אי, כן. טוב. בקיצור, so that is that. Now the Rif, obviously, I'm sure you saw it already even before seeing the other Rishonim, but the Rif is always wonderful. The Rif has, he brings down, now, the beauty of the Rif is called Avi HaPoskim. Why? Because he was the first of his kind among the. He was on the border, really, between the Geonim and the Rishonim. He's considered, the Rif is considered the first Rishon. Who's the Rish Rebbe? Rabbi Hananel, who is the last of the Geonim. So the Rif Mamashi like straddled the line between the Geonim and the Rishonim, and he was the first of his kind to take the Psakim of the Gemara, not to make a Perush, but to take it. That's why it's called Hilchot Rif. You look at the Rif, it looks like a Gemara, but that's not true. What the Rif does is he takes all of the halachics of the Gemara and he consolidates it into what's called Hilchot Rav Alfas. Now what he does over here in the Sugiyah is he does the same thing. He takes the halachic highlights of the Sugiyah, but then he throws in two words that throw the Rishonim and Acharonim into turmoil. And we're going to see soon that not only when the Rishonim and the Acharonim for that matter, but especially the Rishonim speak, does that require Talmud, but even when the Rishonim and Acharonim are silent, when they skip something, that speaks volumes as well. And that is going to be the heart of today's Shi'ur. Boni Reh Ma'o Mi'arim. Roy, from you're a designated reader. The starter and the closer. And then for the... Yeah. So.
Mara Brona, Mara... Okay, I'll
let Salim Sheikh. From the Gemara. This part you can do quickly.
Okay, so Gurji, see the word Adam. Salim Sheikh. 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 Salim Sheikh.
No, we have a
Boom. The last two words in the Rif are monumental here. Because if you look in our Gemara, in the Gersan Gemara, it doesn't say that. It just says, Yisrael kavar kara meikara shapir dami zeo, if he throws it before. The Rif has a twist, lebasof asur. What in the world does that mean? What does that mean? What do those words mean? The Rosh came before the Ran. Aval mikon makom, the Ran is a perush on the Rif. By the way, people don't realize, but the Rif, the Rosh, Piskei Rosh, is also a perush on the Rif. You know that. The Rosh wrote his psakim along the order of the Rif. But first, let's see what the Ran says over here, and then we'll appreciate the perush of the Rosh a little bit more. Yeah, Ron, not
on it. There's a quick question on the Rif. When I said it was Rami, it says Rakimi.
Two
different people.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's the same person. Different. You look in the Talmud Yerushalmi, a lot of the names that we have, for instance, Yose, over there it says Yosa with a He. Rabbi Azar, over there it calls him La'azar.
It's the same person?
Even the names in the Talmud Yerushalmi are brought down differently. Over there it brings down, Rabbi Avun or Rabbi Avin, over there it calls him Rabbi Bon. Everything's different. The language also, the Aramaic in Talmud Yerushalmi, is like a even though they're also speaking Aramaic, but it's a totally different dialect.
Yaakov's
Yankele. Said there. Everything's very different. It could be, it's the same person. Sometimes you say, is it all bad? Yeah, let's see the Iran. It should obviously say Shapir Damit. Mikey, why does the printer take off the first letter of the Zohar?
I don't know.
Maishlo.
Let me look at the...
Anyway, the Kitzur.
Look at the font.
Yeah, no, it should say Shapir Dame. Anyway, but no, I've seen that a few times already.
O'il
ve'obit kochavim lo levashen mitkavim, ma'amrim bagmara, pshit amar betem levashun, emanaka mechavim, klomar, levashala lai sikhda, v'are leshum bishul isiko, kamashmalan, v'lshalu emanaka mechavim, klomar, lakshot at hayatil. ואין דעתו לבשולה, ואין תאמר, הדאמרינן מפרק כלל גדול, אמן דשעד השכתה להתונה חיימש ומבשל, פשיט אמר דתם לשדור אמנה, כמך ואין כמה שמנן, דמרפה רפי מקס את סוף, ועדה קמתן, only then does it get hard. Whose question is that? Tosfos. The Ran very commonly brings the same kushiyot of Tosfos. You know why? The Ran... Not always, sometimes. Usually the Ran will always bring Rashi, many times bring Tosfot, but the Ran is obviously his own Mefaresh, but he's also Milaket. He gathers a lot of the other, brings the Rambam, he brings all the Poskim that came before him, and you know who brings even more Poskim, because he lived later. On the Masachtot, where there's no Rabbeinu Nisim, there's the Nimukei Yosef, Rabbeinu Yosef ben Chaviva. He was a later Rishon, ממש right before the Achronim, Nimokei Yosef brings many, brings the Ritva, brings more Rishonim than even the Ran brings. But that's what they do. So, the Ran gives a different answer. Yedin Tosfot, Yesh Lomar, Diyu Vadai Lesharureka Mechavinu, Shum Hachi Shari Acha, Vafilu Achi Gabi Shabbat Chayav, וכיוון דאי אפשר, אלא אם כן רפים העיקרה, אף על פי שלא מתכוון לבישול חייו, דמודר בשמעון בפסיק רשב לא ימות. Okay, which means, he's answering over here, בוודאי, the guy knows, at the end of the day, in order for it to solidify, what has to happen first, it's got to soften, and then solidify. Even though he doesn't really have kavanah, with regards to Shabbat, everybody knows, that although we hold kedat, anybody who's following the Fayomi, halakha bevaday kereb shimon, davar sheno mitkaven, mutar, ze mutar. And even so, the Gemara says multiple places, v'ha'amre abaye v'rava, moder b'shimon, v'pasik reshe v'lo yamut, which means that when there's a pasik reshe, when there's a direct, causative action that comes about from my action, which results in a melacha, even Rabbi Shimon, who holds davar shelo mitkaven is mutar, will say it's asur. According to Rabbi Shimon, Rabotai, the Gemara says meforash. I mean, Tosfot understands it. According to Rabbi Shimon, pasik reshe, according to Rabbi Shimon, is isur de oraita or isur de rabbanan b'shabbat? Isur de oraita mamash, according to Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, in Shabbat we're machmir, masheen ken by bishul akum. Now, there is machloket, Tosfot. Also, Masechet Shabbat brings down a machloket. Do we hold pasik reshe is asur only by Shabbat or by she'ar isurim as well? Huge machloket rishonim. Tosfot also disagrees over there. Yesh bezeh machloket b'Tosfot. Aval, everybody agrees though. Why over here will we not say pasik reshe by bishul akum? It is only the Rabbanan. Everybody agrees that there's no pasik reshe by isure the Rabbanan. Tov. Now that's the Ran giving a slightly different answer to Tosfot's question. Now comes the Ran. This is the basar v'yayin of the sugiya right here. Says the this is the barg of the sugiya right here. So it says like this. Yeah. Be'emet? Oh boy, that's the the steak on the skewers. That's the. There's the kubidesh, seder, but then there's the barg. That's the ma'achal ashirim. Now, so he says like this. Tov, says like this.
Barg comes from the Gemara also, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. The Gemara uses also a lot of Persian words. The Gemara does use Persian words, that's true. Tov, says the Ran, ודאמרינן ואתה ישראל וקבר וקרא מי קרא משמד בקי היי צריך לממר דאילו לבטר שהסיק העובד כוכבים פשיטה דשארי זה נראה לפי הגרסה הכתובה בגמרא. According to the simple גרסה in our גמרא, פשוט, that the only, question that the גמרא had is when he put it in before, and that's the קמש מנה. The Hava Mina and the Maskana about putting in the pumpkin into the oven before he turns it on. We would have thought maybe that's a problem. Kamash Manan, since he doesn't know, Akol Beseder. What is not part of the Hava Mina and the Maskana of Gemara, Zakbaran, is when you put it on after. There's going to be a Gemara Meforeshet. We're going to see it on Lamed Chet Amud Bet. Then, when a Goy, let's say a Goy flat out turns on the oven, and then you come and put something in. What's that called? Bishul Akum Bishul Yisrael. Zevadai Bishul Israel. And the Ritva is going to drive that point home. I don't know if you saw the Ritva. He says mamash that. The only... Okay, we'll leave that for then. Aval, that's what it sounds like from here. The only problem is, the Ran says, if the Rif would have used the Girsa from the Gemara, everything would have been fine. But according to the Girsa of the Rif, I have a problem. Because he throws in these words, Aval, Aval Fasi Zalo Sif, Aval Basof Asur, Ulfi Zemashma, So, the Ran is kind of stuck between rock and hard place. He's saying, according to the Rif, who says, Ul basof asur, so what does that mean? That means only when you put it in before he turns on the fire, it's mutar, but if you put it in after he turns on the fire, it's asur. The Rif can't mean that, because the Gemara says, meforash, that that's mutar. So yet, he tries to find an alternate shot in what the Rif means. Meikara and lebasof. What does that mean? Zok the Ran... ולפי זה משמע דמעיקרא ויכוון עובד כוכבים לשרור סרטה ותראחי דמכוון לבשולי אסור ואינו מחובר. What should be, what's מעיקרא? מעיקרא means when he has כוונה only for the metal but not for the thing, and לבסוף is when he knows it's there and he has כוונה for the thing also, but he says that's not How do you read? What's eno mechuvav? What's the Ran's problem with that pshat
merid?
Sharing the words, biduk. Forget about. That's true now, lacha. But the words before and after doesn't, according to the way the Ran's explaining the derif, before means no kavana, after means with kavana. How do you read that into the words of before and after? And therefore, the Ran bleibt schwer on the riff.
Remains.
Yeah.
Bleibt
remains schwer, difficult. Also father-in-law. Aval, mikol makom, that is the Ran's pshat. Okay? Now, the Rosh...
Okay, so, can you explain just before he gets to the biggest problems, how did the Ran understand this part?
This part of the Rif or this part of the Gemara?
The part of the Gemara, not the
Rif. Akol besedim. The Ran had... The Gemara was super gishmak according to the Ran. The way the Gemara says it, which means the Chidush is only when you put it in without the Goy having known it, and the Gemara never even had a Hava Amina to be Oser when you put it in after the Goy already turned on the fire, because there's absolutely never any problem with that, because that's full Bishul Yisrael. The Jew put it in. Akol besedim. Now, the Rif, he gets into problem. Now, the Rosh, who built, like I said before, built his Pesachim along the order of the Rif, you will always, whenever there is a Rif, the Rosh will quote it. Always, always. Chok v'no Yaakov. Because he wrote his Pesachim, not mimicking, but going along the Rif and disagreeing when he feels it's necessary. Now, in general, the Rambam is more inclined, in general, to follow the path of the Rif in a sugya, and there's a very understandable reason for that, because it's his Rebbe's Rebbe. The Rif was the Rambam's grand Rebbe. Why? The Rambam's Rebbe was Rebbe Yosef Levi Ibn Migash, who was a Talmid of the Rif. So therefore, in general, the Rambam is more noted to the Rif. The Rosh is not. The Rosh is not mechuyav. He doesn't feel as mechuyav to the Rif's understanding of sugyot, and he will very commonly deviate from the Rif's understanding of the sugya. So, yeah, what do you think?
The reason, because the Rambam was the Rambam's grand rabbi, therefore he followed him in very big.
Not because, but he was more inclined, because that was the Rambam's school of thought.
One of the biggest machlokes they have is between Rav Zin and Rabbeinu Tam of the Tzidkin, and they were...
I said in general. Obviously there's exceptions. But in general, the Rambam was mechunach with that, you know, school of thought that came from the Rif. So usually they'll understand sugiyot hand in hand. Obviously, there's plenty of exceptions, but in general. Now, Rabotai, the Rosh brings down the Rif, brings down the sugiya. You can skip through the first few lines because that's the sugiya. Now, he brings, skip to the second line. Bilchot Rav Alfazal katav kavar ba Yisrael kara meikara shapir damel lebasof asur. So first, the Rosh says what the Rif is not saying. And the Ran actually pointed that out before. What is the Rif not saying? La ba'ayle mimar lebasof achar sheisika ovid kochavim atanur. Da'avadai sharet. That bit is really a hagah from one of the Mefashim. Da'ayinu shagar ovid kochavim ba'achar Yisrael. Says it cannot be that he's talking about lebasof is after the goy turned on the fire. Because if the Jew put it in after the goy turned on the fire, akol besedim. So what does he mean? El ha'achikama lebasof. Batar deshar de obed kochavim sichta leatuna kodem. It's not shehavir; it should be shehivair haesh liabesh sichta. The kevan the kavar by Israel ina obed kochavim afal gab de la kiven lebasof lebashel sichta haishen al shema kiven lebashel hakara kiven di yadiaba velasherin al elahecha de kavar by Israel meikara vela yadabah obed kochavim. Which means the Rosh kind of separates this case into stages. The Rosh says there are two cases which are for sure muta. One's beferush in the Gemara, one is understandable from another Gemara, and there's a middle case that I wouldn't have known, and comes the Rif to tell me it's a su. What are the two cases that are for sure muta? Let's start with that. When the Jew puts it in without the Goy's knowledge, the Goy comes, turns on the fire, the Kamash Manan of the Gemara is what? Good. What else is for sure mutar on the other end of the spectrum? Goy turned on the fire, and Jew comes later and puts it in. No, even though the Goy is watching, machpatli, the Jew is putting it in. Akol besedim. Says the Rosh. The Chidush here is that the Goy The chidush that the Rif means to say is that there's a middle stage here, which is what? Chronologically what happened. The goy puts the metal in the oven, hasn't turned it on yet. Jew, before the goy has a chance to turn on the oven, Jew inserts his food in there, and then the goy sees it, and after that he turns it on. Now, what's the issue? Comes the Rosh and explains the Rif. That is what the Rif means to say is Asur. Why? Because over there we are, since he knows that your food is present over there, we have to assume that he has a dual Kavanah. What's his dual Kavanah? To solidify his metal, but also to cook your thing. Yeah. Yeah. Because over there his soul kavanah is scorching. He's not cooking. He's just scorching. Osheken oshelo. Not really. No. Because otherwise the Rif would have a big stira from the Gemara. No way. So how come over here? So what do you want to say? This is more than Pasik Rishay, the Rif's case? Shlomo's asking, why is it that the case of Charichat HaRosh is mutar and this not? The answer has to be because that's not a method of cooking. That's scorching. The Gemara says that's called Charicha. Scorching, you don't cook that way. This is happening. And Pasik Rishay over here, the goy knows that this thing is inside, and the same action that's going to solidify his metal is also the same action that's going to cook my food. That's why it's worse. So, that's the opinion of the Rosh. Now, obviously, who is not sovel this Perush and the Rif? The Ran. The Ran had to go to, you know, a different pshat, and then enon mechuvar that pshat, rather than say what the Rosh said, and that's going to be very significant, as we're going to see in the Bet Yosef. Now,
the Ran bring the Rosh?
No, never. Because he lived it before.
The Ran lived before?
Yes.
And the Rosh? So
I mean, actually,
they were like,
no. They overlapped, but he
they
never
saw each other's work.
I don't think so. No.
Either or didn't see each other's work.
Rosh was born in Germany and he had to run away. And Besof Yamav, he became a Rav where?
Spain.
Yeah. That's why many Sfaradim, especially by Moroccans, have a lot of Minhage Ashkenaz that are based on the Rosh, because the Rosh became a Rav in Spain. He had to run away after his Rebbe was kidnapped and ransomed. Who was his Rebbe? Marami Rotenburg.
Who was kidnapped.
So Marami Rotenburg commanded the Jewish community in Germany not to pay his ransom because... Why? He was afraid that they keep doing it. So he said, he actually died in jail. And what happened 7 years later, the Kaiser, or whatever it was, he died. And he was still fresh, mamash. They bring it to the, I don't remember where I saw it, but it was like he was sleeping. 7 years later, mamash, his skin was still warm, still fresh, everything. Akol. And then they went to bury him. But he told the Rosh, he says, you're next, you have to run away. So he told this Talmidim, he had a few other talmidim. Another very famous talmid of the Maram Rotenburg was the Mordechai. Rabbeinu Mordechai Bar Hillel Ashkenazi. But he was massacred along with his family in Germany. He didn't have a chance to get out. That was a different story. Aval, that was the Rosh. So, by the way, good idea. You want to brush up on this Jewish history and the post-game and where they came from and what they did? Shem Agdolim, Le'achida, he brings down all the Sfarim, all the Poskim, and then you get to see when they lived, what they wrote, what they did, who their Rebbe was.
The Rosh's third case that's chronological is Asur? The middle case
is what he's being Medayek from the Rif is Asur. Now, the Ritva technically agrees with the first case of both the Rosh and the... There is a common denominator between the Ran and the Rosh, which is what? Everybody agrees that if you put it in after the fire is already on, and shum safek ba'olam, that it's mutar. And the Ritva kind of takes that and hits a grand slam. He says, why is that? Yeah, Roy Tikra. Who's the Ritva? Yafet. Now, tell me to me. In the Ritva, whenever he says Mori, that's a reference to his Rebbe, the Ra'a, Rabbeinu Aaron HaLevi. What's his reference to the Ramban? No. Rabbeinu HaGadol is the Ramban. That's the way we always say in the Ritva. Nero, when he says Mori Nero is Natre Rachamano Ufarke. It's like a title. It's like Shlita. Yeah. No, Shlita is allowed. They didn't have Shlita yet. They're just, you know.
Shlita wasn't around then.
Yeah? Shlita is Sheikhye Lechayim Tovim Arukim. Yeah, Vaita. That is a huge statement. The Ritva just dropped a major bomb that you're going to have to remember for Saif Zion. What did the Ritva just say?
Lighting the fire is not the ma'aseh.
Lighting the fire with regards to Bishul Akum is what we call in Jewish, it's called GMG.
Garnished
with garnished. The kum, ifes. Huh? From the goisa, no. If the thing is on it, then lighting the fire cook. Also not. Garnished. Anybody lighting the fire alone is a ma'aseh garnished by Bishul Akum. The only time lighting the fire is a ma'aseh shel mashu is by pat. And that's why he says, "Bivadai and shum safek," that if the goy turned on the fire and then the Jew opened up and put it in, akol b'sid. Now, this is adkan akol b'sid. Let's see. The statement that they said that if the this is a given. This is a gemara. He's explaining why. Now we're going to have to use this ritva when we get to save Zayin Bezat Hashem next week. This Ritva, what he just said, and this Gemara that we were discussing, is going to put the other Rishonim that the Ramah brings in Seif Zayin on the Hatzi. Abad, Mikol Makom. It doesn't. He's just driving the point home. That's what I brought. Now, Zuck the Tur. Now, in general, like I've said many times before, the Tur will almost always go with the Rosh, because it was his father and his Rebbe. So, very, very, very seldom in the Tur will you find the Tur disagreeing with the Rosh. Happens, it does, but very seldom. Says the Tur as follows. V'lo asru, ela kshemechaven ha'ovet gilulim l'shem bishul. Aval im eno mechaven l'shem bishul, kegon sheisikatenu liyabesh bo kelim. V'haya bo basar v'lo yada bo v'nitzla'o shecharach l'rosh gedi l'asir se'ar v'nitzlu rashi ha'uznaim shem rakim ad sheroim l'achila mutar kevan shelo kiven l'shem bishul. Okay, that was Gemara Meforeshet Hakol Beseder. Here is where the other shoe drops. Aval in kiven l'shem bishul kegon sheisik hatanu levashel bo v'haya bo basar techila v'nitzla af al pi shelo kiven l'ze habasar sharei lo yada bo afilu ach yesu. Which means this is something that also everybody would agree to. If he turned on the oven with kavanah to cook his own thing, and he didn't know that there was something else. When did the Gemara say it's not a problem? When he's putting in metal, because there's no bishul bekelim. But if he had kavanah to turn on the oven or whatever other cooking method it is, with kavanah for his own bishul, even though he didn't know that the Jew's food is in there, since he had kavanah for bishul in a global way, what's the halacha? It would aser whatever's in there. And this, lefikach, this is a big thing, says the Tur, lefikach im yada shehaya basar batanur afilu chimemo liyabesh keli asur chayshenan sheme kevan kiven gam lebishul kevan sheyadabo. This is where he brings the Rosh. This is very obviously from the Rosh that what? Once he knows that there's meat in there, even though he throws his kelim in there also, we already have to start being choshesh that he's mechaven lebishul of my stuff as well. That kind of perplexes the Taz, which we're going to see. Why is that? If the theme that we've been seeing, the recurring theme that we've been seeing by Bishul Akum, is Sabik Darabanan Aken, Sabik Darabanan Aken. So, yeah. So, if that's the case, why are we Machmir? Shela Yafa. Hey. Now.
Maybe like the
Tosura, the Lose it. Zeon, come on. Anyway, so. Delete that from the hard drive. From the hard drive, Bifnim is Zeon. Anyway, Aval. You know, the Gemara says in several places, in Ketubot also, at the end of Ketubot, Rabbi Zera, what was Rabbi Zera's lifelong dream? Move to Eretz Yisrael.
Forget all the Torah.
Rabbi Zera fasted
40 days in order to forget, in order to delete Torah Bavel. That's a different, yeah. They used to call him Charech Shok. Yeah, that was his nickname. Anyway. And what else was he? The Gemara says he was short. Katin Charech. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Aval. But he fasted 40 days in order to forget Torah Bavel so it wouldn't hinder him from absorbing Torah Eretz Yisrael. Which means that there is, apparently there's a way to delete the hard drive. You know, factory reset. That's Aval. Huh? Wipe it clean. To says the Bet Yosef. Yalla, tikra Bet Yosef. Roy, tikra, tikra. What is it?
Say,
to yalla, say. This is all a quote from the Rush, by the way. He's all this is a quote, yeah? Okay, now comes the Bet Yosef and says, ah, now, he puts two and two together. When the Rosh says this, and then I saw the halakha of the lefikach from the tour, I understand that the tour is coming off of the Rosh. Tikra.
He's
a Rabbeinu. And in Kesef Mishnah, who's a Rabbeinu?
Rambam.
Depends who they're commenting on. Yeah? Okay, weiter. Which one did he write first? Kesef Mishnah or Bet Yosef?
Kesef Mishnah.
Kesef Mishnah was the first thing he wrote. Then he wrote Bet Yosef. Then he wrote Shulchan Aruch. Machloket when he wrote Bedek HaBayit. Bedek HaBayit is Machloket if he wrote it before or after. Bedek HaBayit is amendments and additions to Bet Yosef. Question is if he wrote it before or after Shulchan Aruch, and there's big nafkaminu. Mazeh? Nechon Meod. That's the Bedek. Who wrote the Bedek HaBayit on the Rashba? Ra'a. So over there, that's a different thing. Aval. What? Rashba. Zelo, not tzchok. The Rishonim weren't playing games.
To,
huh? Later. When he was Abedin already in Tzfat.
Magid
Mesharim was also when he was already in Tzfat.
Those two were his latest words.
Yeah.
How old was he when he wrote Shulchan Aruch?
It was, Shulchan Aruch was just a compilation. He writes in the Hakdamah. The Shulchan Aruch was a compilation of the Psakim in Bet Yosef. But he writes himself that the Bet Yosef was the Ikar HaChibur. And we're going to see soon that the Bet Yosef is used, maybe I'll show you the tshuva of Maran Achidan Chaim Sha'al tomorrow, but the Bet Yosef is used not only as a reference for all the Mar'im Mekomot of the Halachot in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's used as a tool to shed light when there's Spekot in Shulchan Aruch. You have to default to the Bet Yosef, like here. There's going to be a situation over here in the Shulchan Aruch where we're not sure what he holds. You look in the Bet Yosef and you get a little bit of an idea. Yeah, go ahead. Which means that if you happen to have heard the goy saying "L'shem yichud kuchav rechushinteh hareni mechaven levashel hakeli," and then what? And you have the pumpkin inside. Ma yahadin? It would be asur. But in general, there's no bishul by kelim. That's what the Gemara means. Huh? Apparently. Pumpkin is a... Huh? Yeah. So, I mean, you can't eat it raw. And yeah. I mean, it's used in cuisine. Moroccans use it a lot.
Pumpkin
Who says the soup?
Yeah,
apparently. Anyway,
there's a, Bukharan food also has a pumpkin. There's a good tradition with pumpkin, right? What are you talking about? There's a chorus with pumpkin. Yes, he said there's one. Anyway. Talk. Sa. Never.
Probably not. What do we eat on Rosh Hashanah then?
Squash is no. Squash and pumpkins are cousins. It's the same family. Yeah, weiter. Gourd, pumpkins, gourd, squash, cucumbers—they're all the same. Yeah, weiter, weiter, weiter.
Oh, it's like a paste with gourd, not pumpkin. It's a paste.
Okay, weiter. Sa umash katab lefika. Says the Bet Yosef, the Rosh is a very beautiful pshat, this nice chiddush in the Rif, but the only problem is, I don't find anybody else, since the Rif is a Viyaposkim, everybody talks about the Rif. And if nobody else besides the Rosh offers such a pshat in the Rif, then we have a problem. And how do I know that? Because one of the chief commentaries on the Rif, which is the Ran, didn't offer such a pshat. Keep reading. Kiaran. So you already started getting a clue which way the Bet Yosef, because he ends off, the Bet Yosef ends off with whom? With the Ran. So that's going to be helpful in understanding the Shulchan Aruch's de'ah about this Rosh, or his omission and lack of mentioning of the Rosh, which can speak volumes.
Okay.
Says,
if Ran says his own pshat is not mechubar, why would that be stronger than the Rosh?
Again, when you're in yeshiva, this is something that I had machloket with Mechabrusa about many, many times. You know, sometimes you're in yeshiva, and then you say a pshat. And then he asks, he says, but there's this hole in your pshat, and this hole is a bad pshat. So what do you say? Instinctively, what do you say? Okay. You have anything better to say? That doesn't help my kushiyah. If your pshat has holes in it, just because I don't have any better pshat, that's not makshir your pshat. Your pshat has to be good
on its own.
It has to stand, right? Mara says, what's the difference between emet and shekir? Mara says, Shabbat Dalit. Emet has kra'ayim, it has legs. Shekir, achav kra'akayim, right? Shekir stands on one leg. You can't say, oh, you know what? I'm saying this pshat, it has holes in it, but because you don't have a better pshat, so we're going to stick with mine. That's not the way the Torah works. Ivanta?
The Ran has holes in it. The Rosh has a better shot.
Say better.
Why is that wrong? Why is what you're saying wrong? Because if the Ran didn't say the Rosh is pshat, obviously what?
He disagrees.
He held that that pshat has holes in it.
He saw the pshat.
He doesn't have to see the pshat. He's Rishon Mami. Rishonim Kimal Achim. He knows the pshat.
And
he
did.
Rishonim kimal achim. They know pshatim. If he's not saying it, that means he doesn't hold it.
My challenge is to choose the Ran over the Rosh. If the Rosh is saying it, it means that he's.
If it was me and you, you could say my chazas. But once the Bet Yosef interjects and he says, the Bet Yosef, he writes, even the Bet Yosef is a machriya. What he does is.
And it's not for Ran, he puts the Rosh on the other way side.
Not here. You tell me,
I don't know.
What's wrong with the Rosh's pshat? That's the marshu. Zevadai, ma, you think I'm going to give you everything on a silver zeh? Lama, yes. No, let's read first the Shulchan Aruch, see the Taz.
Can you quickly explain what the Bet Yosef is about at all?
The Bet Yosef is just saying at the end, he brings the Rosh.
What did he bring?
He brought the Suvya, he brought everybody, he brought the Rosh.
He
said, oh, based on the Rosh, I understand why the Torah says it's Latika, fine. Now, but at the end he says, but the issue is that none of the other Rishonim say this Pshat in the Rif, and the Ran also negates the Rosh's Pshat in the Rif, and he ends off like that. And then, what speaks even more heavily than that is what he does in Shulchan Aruch, or actually even better, what he doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, which is what? The Quran.
It's
Mubirkat Kohanim.
Kohanim.
דבר, נו.
יאללה.
Where's Ariel when we need him? The only person who can counter those Zatin is Ariel. Yeah, yes. But he's busy right now. He has some business to take care of. You know, those people, the people, Zereshaim, Zereshaim Gdolim. Okay, so. Which means apparently Chagavim depends on the region. Not always. Okay, but say that. Why weird kings? No, Chagavim is a delicacy. Hello.
If that Mesorah to eat it, they'll eat it.
The Temani kings, you know, they had Yanasal. That's also from the tour. Yeah, what would be the halacha? Oh, zel. Zel. What's noticeably absent from the Shulchan Aruch? The middle case of the Rosh, which was the whole Machloket HaRishonim, which was the case of, chronologically, Goy puts in the middle, metal, I put in the steak, okay, he sees me putting in the steak, and then he lights it. Where is that in Shulchan Aruch? Absent. Sha says the Taz, first of all, even before we get, and then the Taz gives us another clue of how he understood the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because he attributes that halacha not to the Shulchan Aruch. Who does he attribute that halacha to? Katav HaTur. Yeah? We'll leave the Taz for tomorrow, but even from those first his Kushiyan Terutz I hope you saw the Taz, but if you didn't, we'll see it tomorrow also. The Taz says, "I safek the Rabbanan la'akel." Do you say was mitkaven only for the metal? Was mitkaven only? And the theme is safek the. And then he gives a terut shuk tzedachuk. If you see the Taz, tzedachuk to understand it that way. We'll see it tomorrow. Aval mikol makom, you see one clue already from the Taz that he understands that maybe Maran doesn't hold this rosh. Okay, he only attributes it to the tour. And be'ezat Hashem, the big question is, hey, wait a second. The Ran had a pshat in the Rif, which he said was not mekubal. The Ran didn't offer another pshat. The Rosh did offer another pshat. Sounds good. Why would Maran negate it? And that is tomorrow. Yeah, what do you think?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask something? I thought that we were saying the Zidah right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Can we say, who else? How can we just say, okay, Chaya Tegra, it's like that Maran goes to in Sanhedrin and he's
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Erase the
Chayav
portion. The Fatur that he
over there, you don't have it Manam Purishas, it says opposite. He also uses